Life, Diane Davis. Christ Life is a lay Catholic ministry apostolate of the Archdiocese of Baltimore, established in response to the church's call to a new evangelization. Their vision is to equip Catholics for the essential work of spreading the gospel, sharing our faith. Diane has run the Christ Life series at her own parish since 2010 and has helped spread the series to involve over 3,400 participants. Her passion is for others to personally encounter Christ and follow him as disciples. Welcome to the Busted Halo Show, Diane Davis.
Thank you, Father Dave.
How are
so
you?
Happy to be here. I'm great.
So you are filled with the Holy Spirit, I heard.
I hope so.
That's what I heard.
There's always more, though. Right?
There was a lot of rappers in the lobby that were getting evangelized by you.
Yes, and my whole Discovering Christ team back home is listening.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And they know that this would be totally typical of me because it happens to me all the time. I'll be in the airport or the supermarket and just somehow.
So when did this start for you in your life? When did you move from a Catholic who kind of goes to church and blah, blah, blah to more of an evangelizing Catholic?
Well, 14 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well.
And what happened to me was I was raised in what I think a very devout Catholic home. We talked about Jesus. We received our sacraments. We went to Mass every Sunday.
That's
I went
pretty
to
devout.
a Catholic college, and I would go to Mass during the week.
Sure.
And I took courses in Catholicism. But I just always felt like there was something more.
Uh-huh.
There was something missing. And I thought, maybe I'm going to get it through worldly things, like, you know, my career and material things. And I would achieve all of those goals, but I still felt an emptiness.
Okay.
And I was a vice president of a bank.
Oh, my.
And these two women came into my office looking for a loan. And there was something different about them.
Really?
They just had this, I don't know, like a sparkle in their eye and this peace about them. So I kind of had the business meeting with them. And then I asked them, I said, you know, there's something different about you. What is it? And they said, well, we have a personal relationship with Jesus.
Wow.
And
right there at the bank.
Right there at the bank in my office. And I said, well, what does that mean? And they said, well, you know, we have Jesus. And I said, well, so do I, because I'm Catholic. And that's when they said, well, we have a personal relationship. And I had never heard that before.
Really? Okay.
And I said, well, how do you get this personal relationship? So they shared with me how to do it and thought about it all day long.
Right.
And that night I went home and I committed my life to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And my life has completely changed. And I'm no longer a vice president of a bank. Now I'm a Catholic evangelist.
Yes, you are. So did it feel like it was difficult to integrate that notion of personal relationship with Jesus to what you had learned and been all your life? Because a lot of times when that'll happen to a Catholic, it'll feel like they, oh, now that means I need to go join some evangelical church or something like that. It sounds like for you, it meshed.
Not initially.
Okay.
I think I have a lot of evangelical friends. I still do.
Sure.
And they helped to foster that. And I remember going to Mass and thinking to myself, does anybody here, you know, get this? You know, is there anybody else here, around here who has this personal relationship with him? And it wasn't until 2009 when I went to the very first Christ Life National Conference in Ellicott City, Maryland, where I heard evangelization and the Catholic Church all in one setting.
Okay.
And I started hearing all the teaching, the church teachings, and what Pope John Paul II said, and Pope Paul VI, and Pope Benedict at the time. And I said, oh my gosh, they're all talking about this personal relationship with Jesus and this conversion. How come nobody ever told me this?
And I bet there's a lot of people listening right now that are thinking the same thing.
Right. And, you know, and it's, you know, it sounds evangelical, it sounds Protestant, but it really is Catholic in nature. We are called to have this personal relationship with the Lord. And for some Catholics, if they've never heard it before, even if they have heard that term before, they don't know how to have this personal relationship with the Lord. So that's what Christ Life is about. We are a Catholic ministry, and we've developed an evangelization process. It's three parts, and each one is a seven-week series. And the first part is called Discovering Christ. And when you said 3,400, that's 3,400 people in New York alone who have taken this. But worldwide, we've had over 30,000 people.
Wow.
Who have taken our courses.
So when you say take a course, it would be something that somebody would get involved with at a parish level, and they'd be doing it with other people. Course, does it feel like it's learning stuff, or does it, what happens?
Well, you know, it's both. And evangelization really, and you know, I think this is Catholic theology too. It's never one or the other.
Right.
It's both and. So what we do is we do present teachings each week, each of the 7 weeks.
Okay.
And then we give people an opportunity to respond to the gospel. And, you know, again, this is something that is written about in the Catechism. You know, paragraph 1229 says that there's really six essential components for a Christian initiation, Christian lifestyle. And one of them is hearing the gospel, but then also responding to it and responding in a way that is going to lead to conversion. And that's what we have seen happen. And, you know, I didn't start off working for Christ Life. I started off just as a practitioner, bringing the series to my parish. And over 500 people from my parish have taken it. And it's transformed individual lives, but it's transformed our parish as well.
So when you say that, what would be, give us a snapshot of maybe somebody's, some experience that somebody's had that's been a life-transforming experience?
Well, I think I sent Brett an email, a testimony a young woman wrote for us, and her name is Jen, and she gave me permission to share her story.
Nice. All right.
And she
Brett
has...
does not, however, give permission. He's
yes, I do.
Oh, we can use your emails?
Yeah, well, not all of them.
That's what I was worried about.
I don't know if Brett read the story or not.
Did you? Some of it.
Did you read? It was long.
Long and intense story.
It was long. I'll give you like the quick, the Reader's Digest version. But
we'll call it the radio version.
The radio version. Okay, well, Jen developed MS when she was in her 20s. And she said she wasn't angry about the disease, but she just prayed and it didn't go away. So she stopped believing in God. And she was raised Catholic. And then she started doing some research into Christianity. And she said, well, you know, maybe I'll go back to church. And she came to a Bible study that we offered. And she thought that that was going to just satisfy all of her questions. But she said instead what it did was it increased her appetite to learn more. And then when our parish offered Discovering Christ, she immediately signed up. And she thought, you know, what am I really going to discover? Because I've been Catholic all my life. But through the series, she said she developed this personal relationship with the Lord. And now she no longer sees her wheelchair as something that, binds her.
Wow.
It's now an evangelization tool. She goes to the hospital twice a week. She visits patients there. And she says that her... you know, the wheelchair and the MS actually gives her an opportunity to talk about the Lord Jesus and what he has done for her. And she's become a catechist in our parish.
Oh, great.
She works at Fordham now. She helps foreign priests when they write their papers. She helps them with their editing process.
Well, we're talking with Diane Davis. She is the regional director here in the New York region for Christ Life, a lay Catholic ministry apostolate. And apparently, Diane, people are familiar with Christ Life. We talked about the fact that you were coming on the show. So our social media was blown up with people saying, oh, boy, that's pretty exciting.
That's pretty
and we've got Silvana on the phone from Poughkeepsie, New York, which I think is where you're from. Hello, Silvana.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Do you know this Christ Life thing we're talking about?
I know this Christ Life, and Christ Life has changed my life.
It changed your life?
I grew up Catholic, but we weren't really practicing. I raised my children Catholic. On and off again, back to church. Once I went to Discovering Christ, that changed my life.
Wow.
I developed a personal relationship with Jesus. And I can't miss a week of going to church to receive the Lord and Savior into my life, into my body.
So now, Silvana, I bet there's a lot of people listening right now. So they've heard Diane, who I assume you know since you're both from Poughkeepsie. They heard Diane use this, and you just used the term. So for you, during that first, 7-week series, what did it mean for you to, quote, develop a personal relationship with Christ? What was the thing that changed for you?
I will tell you, when I first heard it was a 7-week series on Sunday nights, I was a little skeptical about going just because of the time. I own my own business. I have 2 kids. My life is crazy busy. I did go. I went the first night I went, I said to myself, I have to go back to this. This is something that I have to do.
Right.
Went back the second week. The third week changed my life. I think that everybody should do something like this. It's so different. It's so different than what we've been fed all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we are being fed wonderfully, I was always the person where I was always going for a goal. And I achieved every goal that I was going for, but there was still something missing.
Silvana is a very good evangelist for your Christ Life.
She's a terrific evangelist. She's actually on our team now because we have a whole team.
Sounds like she should be, yeah.
And she's one of the best evangelists because she's a hairdresser. So as she's doing people's hair, she's talking to them about discovering Christ. So she gets lots of people to come and take her
all excited about that. Would you be evangelized by your hairdresser?
Absolutely. I mean, that's when the girl talk goes down. So definitely take the opportunity.
It's that trust, right?
Exactly.
Because you can trust your hairdresser.
I'm trusting you with my hair. I'm going to trust what you believe.
Oh, you can trust Silvana, believe me.
Well, Silvana, thanks a lot for calling in. So again, I mean, I would imagine I'm going to put you on the spot, Diane, because you are the professional presenter at conferences. Mm-hmm. I've heard over the last couple of minutes, people say, it changed my life. It's so different. What happens? What is different?
I think
people are listening right now and going, okay, I go to church. What are they talking about?
Mm-hmm. I think what happens is because some of the teachings, there's seven teachings. The first teaching is all about the meaning of life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the second teaching is about who is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so a lot of Catholics will say, you know what, I heard, you know, I've known that already. You know, I've grown up. But what happens is, like, through the 7 weeks, it's the grace of God that is transferring, you know, what people know in their heads into their hearts. So people are going from loving Jesus to falling in love with him. And, you know, that's something that happened to me in my life. I grew up loving Jesus, but I wasn't in love with him.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what's happened. And once you fall in love, you know, there's a joy. You know, think of, you know, somebody who falls in love with the first time, you know.
Sure.
You know, they're just walking around with, like, this extra skip in their step, and they're smiling all the time. There's a sparkle in their eye. That's what happens when you fall in love with the Lord Jesus.
Sure.
You know, you're not going to church being bored. You're going there and you can't wait.
But to follow that metaphor, typically we can't make that happen at week three. So what I'm saying is what is it?
You have to come and take the course.
That's not a good answer.
I think in week three, I think there's a shift in, you know, some people think of God as like a punishing God, just like waiting to catch you doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And in week three, we talk about, what does Jesus come to tell us? What
there
does he come? And it's really the love, the unconditional love of God the Father for us. And that there isn't anything that we can do that is going to make God love us any less.
That's
and I think
very important to hear.
Yeah, and I think hearing that teaching is, you know, it's just like it's a shift in thinking. And it starts to open up the heart.
So with the 7 week series, you guys do like retreats,
like
at the end or something?
Yeah,
or,
actually a little bit more than halfway through after session five, we have a retreat on the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's like that nebulous third person of the Trinity. You know, people can relate to God the Father. They certainly can relate to Jesus. You know, we see images of him. We see him on the cross, on the crucifix.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Holy Spirit is like mysterious to people. So there's two teachings on the retreat. Who is the Holy Spirit? And then the second teaching is the Holy Spirit in you. You know, what does the Holy Spirit come to do for you in your life?
Well, we're talking with Diane Davis. She's the regional director of Christ Life, which is a lay Catholic ministry apostolate. You said there's three phases. There's discovering Christ, following Christ, and sharing Christ. That third one is possibly where many Catholics kind of get a little tripped up.
Oh, yeah.
The whole sharing bit. I'm a Catholic. I like to keep this to myself. So that's got to be a tough sell.
Well, you know, we just did Sharing Christ for the first time last fall because it was just launched in 2013. And we had 136 people from my parish sign up for it. And people were a little apprehensive. And they were thinking, what are you going to make me do? Go knock on doors? Now, so we started off with a really funny skit about what evangelization is and how we're all called to do it. And we can evangelize in our everyday lives. And, you know, what we like to call like the rabbit trails of life. You can evangelize in the doctor's office as you're waiting. I was just evangelizing to somebody as I was waiting to come on the air with you. Last year, I was in the supermarket and the produce guy at the supermarket came up to me and asked me the same question that I asked those two women in my office years ago. And he said, you know, there's something different about you. What is it? And I said, I have a personal relationship with Jesus. And this is a man who was raised Catholic, didn't go to church for 40 years.
Whoa.
So I invited him to come to Discovering Christ. And he asked me if his wife could come too. And I said, absolutely. So they came for free dinner and the 7 week teaching. And about midway through the course, he went back to Mass for the first time in 40 years.
Wow.
And he said, but I didn't go up for communion. And I said, you shouldn't have. You should go to confession first.
Right.
So I got him to meet with our priest. He went to confession. And I just saw him in the supermarket a couple weeks ago. And he said he's only missed Mass once since last March. And it's because he had hernia surgery. So, you know.
And just in case, that's okay, folks.
That's okay.
In case you're wondering, that's okay.
But I mean, you know, what we do in Sharing Christ is we just want to give people practical ways to share their faith and to share Christ with others. And, you know, not everybody is an evangelist, but we are all called to evangelize.
Right. Because I can imagine some people are listening thinking, she sounds very into it, she's very extroverted, but that's not me. So why don't we leave Sharing Christ to the people that are naturally love to stand on the sidewalk with a clipboard and get you to sign up for a Greenpeace or something like that. Only a select few can do that. So obviously there are ways in which we can invite all of the baptized, because it really is our commission from Christ to do this. But what are some different ways? So what if somebody is more introverted or something?
Well, you know, what we did with Sharing Christ is, you know, we said to them, we're going to do Discovering Christ right after we finish Sharing Christ. So one way that you can evangelize, if you don't feel like you are ready to share the gospel with somebody, is you can invite somebody to Discovering Christ, because then you're not working alone.
So that's the initial session.
And that's the initial session, right. So, you know, if they're not quite comfortable yet, I mean, everybody knows somebody who does not know the Lord Jesus. Everybody knows a lapsed Catholic, whether it's somebody in your family, whether it's a neighbor or a friend. And inviting them to a seven-week session like Discovering Christ, where we're giving them free dinner.
Right.
And it's a very safe environment where people feel like comfortable with one another. And, you know, what we do is we want to create an atmosphere in Discovering Christ where everyone will feel welcome. And that's part of our training. You know, we want to train like the whole team to just create this warm, welcoming environment. And I remember one time we did Discovering Christ. A woman came in, it was a young mother, and she walked in and she saw the table set with beautiful tablecloths and candles and flowers on the table. And, you know, we have a worship band called God's Grace. So they were playing some soft music, and she walked in and she said, "Excuse me, can you tell me where I can find Discovering Christ?" And I said, "It's right here." And she said, "Well, this looks like a big party." I didn't expect to come in.
I want to see something somber and people sour pusses on their faces.
Right. So, I mean, right there, like, people, like, let their guards down.
Right.
You know, they're feeling like we took that effort to, you know, make everything look nice.
And what you're pointing out is that there is a notion in the New Testament that I've heard argued theologically that no evangelization happens without hospitality, without that welcome. And so, no, not everybody is the person who's going to stand up in front of 1,000 people and quote catechism numbers and scripture verses and have people go, wow, not everybody is going to sit in a lobby at Sirius XM and talk to a rapper about their faith. But maybe some people are gifted at making some food.
Absolutely.
Maybe some people are gifted at folding the napkins next to the food that makes everybody feel welcome, like they're in a good place. Because I've heard you mention, I've been paying attention to what you've been saying, Diane. Twice, at least, I've heard you say, free dinner.
Free dinner,
which gets a lot of people to show up, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely.
It would get me to show up.
Yeah, sure, we have nice dinners. Yeah, we have nice dinners. We don't charge.
Well, free dinner.
She has
free
other
dinner.
Ways of saying
yes.
it. But the mind hears
to make
free
sure.
dinner.
And delicious free dinners.
Whoa.
In fact, when I just talked to you about the guy in the supermarket, Dennis, that first night he emailed back to Discovering Christ, and he said, "Oh, my wife is coming back because she took a look at the menu of what you're offering the whole week, and she can't wait for the beef stroganoff on week 5.
So, you know, get them in with the beef stroganoff and stay for the Christ.
You put on a menu for the whole 7 weeks.
We do.
Now that's smart. Now.
See, these are the differences Father Dave's
this
looking for.
This is what I want to find
evangelization
out.
Differences. The full menu mapped out. You got a 7 week customer right there.
So now I think a lot of people are probably listening now saying, that sounds great. Ooh, I wish it was in my area. You guys have you have a lot of regional presentations and conferences that you do. You travel around a lot. But you're having a big national conference, which would be for people that want to learn how to bring it to their parish, right?
Absolutely.
All right,
yeah.
So when does that happen?
So that's happening March 18th, 19th, and 20th in Lithicum, Maryland.
I love and Lithicum.
You can go right on our website. It's ChristLifeConference.org, and you can get all the conference information. We have a conference speaker staff, and you're going to meet alumni, people who have been running the series through their, you know, at their parishes for the last couple of years, and they're going to talk about how do you even transform the parish and create this environment within the parish, because we don't only want to transform the individual. We want to transform parishes. That's how our Catholic Church is going to grow again.
And what I've heard from some other folks about you that I haven't heard you mention is that it seems to be succeeding particularly well with younger people.
Yeah, we have a lot of young people.
We need them. We need the young people.
We need everybody.
Well, yes. But we got people will show up whether we want them or not in certain ages, but we need the young people.
Yeah, we've had young adult tables. at our series. In fact, we just had one for Discovering and Following Christ. We're going to do Sharing Christ this September 2014, mm-hmm. or 15 rather. Mm-hmm. But we've had young adults who have come through it and had life-changing transformations. We had one guy named Tony who came through our series, and he was raised Catholic, went to Catholic school, and just kind of got in with like the wrong group of kids.
Sure.
And was starting to go down the wrong path. And his parents tried everything that they could to try to get him back on the right path. And nothing really was working. And the parents had come through Discovering Christ. And they said, you know what? Your only hope is coming to Discovering Christ. And he came through it. And it changed his life. And he went from almost getting kicked out of college.
Wow.
And he said, I was a D student. He goes, I went from being a D student to making the dean's list.
Wow.
Because that's what Jesus does for us in our lives. He just puts everything in perspective mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. us again. And, you know, we need the Lord. And without him in our life and without him being the center of our lives, we are going to flounder. And, you know, we need to do this in community. And lots of Catholics don't know they can go to Mass, but they don't know the people that they're sitting next to. And
maybe don't even know Jesus all that well, right?
Yes.
Well, find out more at ChristLife.org. If you're interested in the National Conference, there's information there as well. Discover Christ, follow Christ, and then share Christ. That is really the model that we see in the New Testament and the model that's been built in our church. But as Diane's been pointing out, a lot of times we can go through our Catholic lives and not get that whole message. So thanks for making that more real for people, Diane.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Well, when we return here on the Bustin' Halo Show, more of your